I've had too much experience of that. So just always was a child. As we moved here, as I said, I was 13-year-old. We set this mill under the bluff down here. And my daddy would have us kids down there before daylight. I went down that hill many a time before daylight with a lantern. See, when you want to start making, Sergeant, that pan has to be cleaned every morning. You know, in order to keep good, clear solid. The schooling's built up during the day when you're making all day, you know.
Yes.
And you get a gum on that pan, and it had to be cleaned. Well, we try to have that pan cleaned and maybe a barrel of juice around daylight. We start the tune of grinding the king before daylight on many times. Remember one time my brother, we was making for another fellow, and that guy unloaded some cane at the mill late one evening, and he unloaded his end-gate rod.
His what?
His end-gate rod. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's an iron rod that holds some side motors on the wagon.
Oh, yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Well, it so happened that the tap on one end, he didn't unload it with a tap on it. It was just a sharp, the rod was just sharp, you see. And my brother fed that through the mill with the cane, not knowing it was there. And this happened now before daylight. And when that, on the end of this end-gate rod, there's a ring, you know, about just a big ring. Something like a big round of silver dollar. When that got up to the rollers in that mill, the team broke the lever out of the mill.
Uh-huh.
And the team ran off. We caught them about a half mile from there. And, Dad and older boys did.
Did it tear the mill up?
No, just broke the lever. See, when they broke that lever, and you know what I'm talking about when I'm speaking of a lever?
It goes around.
It's what is attached to the mill. It has an iron plate that fits down over the rollers, you know, things that turns those rollers. And then it's clamped to this wooden lever. And that's what the team broke out. When they broke that turned them loose, other than a little lead pole they had out here in front of it. See, the mules goes in a circle of that mill. Now later years, my daddy made a handle to a branding iron out of that end-gate rod. And that end-gate rod was almost half flattened. The grid went through that mill, you know, it had pressed it. It was a heavy mill, and we had big teams back then. My daughter in Baseville has that branding on today. Back then we kept her cattle on the outside range and we branded them, you know, with a T. In other words, that branding on is in Baseville today. That's 24 miles south of here.
Yeah. In the house, did you have a place where you kept your clothes, maybe hung them up?
Well, we used to put what few clothes we had back then. We kept them hanging in behind the doors or on the walls. I folded up maybe and put them in an old dresser drawer.
We had one of these mirror things that
had these hooks on them. We'd hang them on.
You ever seen them big things that had a